What about Mets? Were you in Mets?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Were they almost a month, 3 weeks?
In the First World War, they had bunkers made, and they had all their guns in those bunkers in World War One, and they used them again in World War Two.
That was the Maginot Line?
Right.
That was stupid, the Maginot Line. All you had to do was come up from behind, and they couldn't shoot you.
That's right.
But what about taking the town itself, Mets?
That was a combined effort of a lot of units.
They had schoolhouses where in one room were Americans, the next room were Germans, there was tunnels under there, and I know our tank stayed in the same position for 3 weeks. We were guarding a couple of roads, and I can remember they used to drop off the rations at the center of the town. They had five sets of railroad tracks coming in, and they had Germans at their place zeroed in. So the Jeep couldn't get them so far with the supply, they dump them there, and then we'd have to go get them and lug them back to the tank. And I got a 5 gallon can of water on shoulder, and Klapkowski's got some chickens and stuff, the frozen chicken, near some holiday, and a few other rations we had, right? And I dropped that can of water so many times, ding, and I dropped the goddamn can, hit the ground. That's the story I told about Klapkowski, this chicken, right? He wanted to fry it. All the stuff was in the house there, you know. Matter of fact, they had a lot of dishes, beautiful dishes. So anyway, Klapkowski looked up for flour. He wanted to roll this chicken and to fry it. But he started to fire in the stove, you know. I said, you can smoke them up the chimney for crazy. They can see you. He said, they know we're here anyway. We've been here so long, they know we're here. Anyway, go down the cellar way. And there was some stuff stored there, right? So you get this bag. It had a bunch of German writing on there. I couldn't read it. Anyway, he says, this flour. And I feel like that plaster of Paris, you know, the stuff you patch the wall. Nice, that's flour. I told you, that's flour. So he rolls a goddamn chicken and this stuff, you know. And he saved the bacon fat, you know, from the 1,000 rations. He saved that in the cans, right? And then whenever he fried anything, like potatoes and stuff, he uses in the front. He was really something. Anyway, he fried this, and it came out the prettiest golden brown you want to see, right? But you couldn't eat it. It was tough. So he just banged it against the wall and knocked the plaster off. The plaster came out of one piece. chicken underneath was cooked, right? And he set the table. I'd like to see it. You know, windows there. You get tablecloth, set it. Five dishes, you know. Then he go, okay, fellas, time to do the dishes. And he'd open the window. Tablecloth, dishes, and everything. I don't know how many places we broke in that house. But that place was really something. They had that zeroed in. I could see the slag piles across the way there. And they were dead down at the end of the street. It was like a dead end street. Down at the end of the street, a few houses, and down at the end of these, like a pasture. And the cows were dead.
And, you know what happens to the cows when they're dead? They go belly up, feet up in the air.
Matter of fact.
Right? And they blow right up.
Matter of fact, I was the first tank, right? When we first got into the position down there, I'm just easing the position, I'm going, there's a gun pointing at us down there, all I could see was his leg. I didn't know at the time it was the leg of a cow, right? Pointing down the street, you know. And the rabbits there, they were like shell shocked. They go around in circles. Klapkowski used to grab them and put them in cages before he wanted a rabbit. I wouldn't eat them myself, but he would eat them.
They were tough. I guess if you made it right, it was all right. If you had the facilities and the ingredients.
Well, we used to eat the potatoes, and like I said, they just had the nice sausages and pure lard. Always had wine. Always kept a bottle to bring on guard with you. Keep your spirits up, you know.